Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Burning up another Saturday. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Because of the way things are, tend to go, there's a lot of different deals on what I can do to start this. And I figured I would just do something for all the politicians. And I think you'll like it.
So you think you've found a way of living that prevents you losing any sleep? Well, my friend, take this that I'm giving. It's your peace of mind you ought to keep. Run into trouble for sure by living behind a locked door. Will you run the risk of being taunted by doing what you wanna do? Or do you prefer to have your whole life haunted by the one who chooses to care for you? Beware of them, my friend. Take care, you're still there at the end. Watch out for winter, it'll bite you with cold. Black spirits trying hard to bribe you with gold. Would you steal a liquor from a blind man? Well, right now, do believe would. It's not the thought of you doing it that hurts me. It's the mind behind it that's so good. This is your way. Won't go no further, not for you or anyone. I have my own idea of what should be done. Yeah. What should
from Fed, Local, and Beyond. That was the title I put up there. Well, try this take on things. Now the radical legislation in the House can't pass at the federal level. They're trying to do it everywhere else. The same is evidenced at state and local levels. They're trying to use 1619 instead of CRT to bring in CRT so they can indoctrinate and mind screw your kids. Oh, schools, municipalities, departments are ignoring court rulings and governors rescinding mandates. You better think about that, guys. A lesser political area can be held accountable. And that means you can have a view of life between the bars. You can be arrested for that. That's right. Let's see here. Seeing as how gun and ammunition sales are still setting records, does anyone think self-protection can't turn on those who want to steal freedom? You think about that real strong. These people ain't playing with a full deck anyway, and then they decide they're going to do it their way, no matter what. Well, you get a thing called riots when you do that. And it's getting closer the more they screw with the kids' minds and give them nightmares and PTSD and all this happy stuff. I don't want to go to school. Whereas before, they were really looking forward to seeing all our friends and everything. Now, riots are the result of officials refusing to listen to we the people. And that went on for, oh, good Lord, generations in the communities that are hit hardest by all this. Where do you think inflation first lands? The poor mother that's got to go to work no matter what? Put food on a table. And most of these people, if they can put food on the table like they should be able to, can't handle this. What do you mean bread went from $3 a loaf to $6? We're going to have to start growing our own or something. Okay, well, guess what? A lot of people have had about enough of this. There's only two things that caused it, and the administration, a supposed administration anyway, that we do have in the office that we do have them in, could do something about it and won't. Now, what do you do with those people? Well, that's simple. You buy them a bus ticket, tell them to hit the road. go work at White Castle or Mickey D's or somewhere. We don't want you around here no more. All you did was mess it up so bad that nobody seems to be able to even have a good shot at surviving. Woo! Now, I pick on people a lot, and one of the people I'm picking on today is going to be a lot of fun, I'll tell you. Guess what? Monday, 1/31/22, this year, a couple days from now, at midnight, E.T. is supposed to show up. I'm waiting to see how that goes. I work with E.T., and a couple of the E.T.s that voice some of that stuff that you've seen on the Facebook page said, yep, we're coming. Okay, we'll see. Now, you got there are liberal lies that are made public. Like these, and this is from the week, 1/28/22, editor's letter. Editor-in-chief William Falk put out some astounding lies. Of them, immunity conferred by vaccination. That's a lie. The vaccinations don't give you immunity. You get sick anyway. Omicron, COVID. Milder disease. Well, here's, oh boy, you got to get vaccination and booster rates. Human behavior. Do people abandon all precautions too quickly? And whether a new variant emerges even is more effective than the Omicron in evading immunity? Having built up immunity, you can't build up immunity. You can trigger your immune system to handle the problem. And Omicron is cause a milder disease. Well, here's a nice lie. It's just not true, virologists say. What do we got, Lion Fauci? Seeing some kind of horse manure? I mean, you got to look at Fauci very closely. That butt wipe is the one that started this. He's the one that helped manufacture. He's the one that still is providing funds to that friggin' laboratory in China. I don't know. What does it take to go after somebody? I mean, good Lord. Everybody should have some kind of limitations, and apparently Fauci don't have any. He has no couth, no conscience, and no respect for the lives of everybody. Only vaccination, antiviral treatments, and precautions to limit transmission enable humanity to mitigate or defeat these scourges. Oh, no, I don't. There's a couple of immunity things you can do with your immune system in order to key it up and turn it loose. Letting the virus rip only increases the likelihood of nastier mutations. Is that Fauci's word on it? And may prolong rather than end the pandemic. That's a lie. You ain't going to end the pandemic. It's not possible. Vaccines can control spread. That's another lie. But dude, I don't know where you got your info, but your fact checkers need to be fired because they missed it all. I didn't see a fact checker notification on any of that. Have any of you heard the good stuff? Ooh, a dead end for the voting rights bill. Bills, plural. What I did was put a big star on it and in very big letters wrote, good. Why? Because it screws the voting rights up so badly, nobody will be able to understand how to vote. Think about that very carefully. And you have to take this stuff. Under the idea that most of the people involved in all this are the ones who started this stuff, who are hollering the loudest behind the scenes. With his overheated talk of a crisis in election integrity, Biden has left Democrats convinced elections are being rigged. Well, I wonder where I've heard that before. And blaming him for failing to do anything about it. Oh, bad boy. Smack him on the back of his hand. Everybody thinks that speech was disgraceful now, internationally. Yeah, we'll shift gears quick. Fears rise that Russia will invade Ukraine. Russia don't want the Ukraine. That's not the point. Anybody who has strategic knowledge knows what they're after, and they're welcome to come on the Facebook page and tell us about it. January 6th, will the full conspiracy be revealed? The answer is no. Why do I say that? Well, it's very simple. The dinks in charge, and I mean dinks. That's a funky note on a piano. When you hit it, it goes dink instead of giving you a nice, pretty note. Well, guess what? There is I heard 30,000 hours of video they're not releasing. So they don't want to put the truth out, and consequently, we're the poorer for that. And I mean, and then you got people like that bug-eyed Twilight Zone escapee saying, well, now, I don't know how I can fix it, and going in and changing the substance and the content of emails and videos and whatever to make it look worse. Oh. Now, I think the man ought to be removed from the position he holds in that respect and removed from office and taken to jail, that's right, for violating his responsibilities to make sure things come out right. Well, it ain't according to somebody's idea about it or politics or beliefs. It's according to what was done. Florence, Arizona, unrestrained. Kerry Lake, the GOP candidate for governor, told the crowd she wants to imprison Arizona officials who oversaw the 2020 election. Trump incited chants of lock him up when he attacked Dr. Anthony Fauci, White House chief medical advisor. I agree with that. My goodness, Austin. Ballots denied hundreds of Texans applying to vote by mail in the upcoming primary elections in Travis County have seen their requests denied because of voting rules enacted by Republicans last year. They rejected 325 applications, most because the ID number was not filled in. That's the driver's license or state ID, some of that nature. Oh, you know, we don't have to comply. We don't have to complete your form. Well, you don't have to vote either, do you? Not the way you think so. Oh, boy. A lot of this is fear porn. Oh, man. Tallahassee. Election cops. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis pushed this week for the GOP-controlled legislature to allocate nearly $6 million for the creation of a 52-person special police force tasked with overseeing elections, first of its kind in the country. Maybe we'll have a free and fair election down there. Oh, boy. Fraud allegations. Boy. Try this. Fraud allegations. Former President Trump and the Trump Organization falsely and fraudulently valued assets for financial gain. Yeah, well, hope you can prove it. Ooh, Justice and that. Conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch has refused to wear a mask at the Supreme Court despite the Omicron surge, literally forcing his ideological opposites, Sonia Sotomayor, whose diabetes puts her at greater risk of COVID-19 complications, to dial into the courtroom from her chambers. There's nothing wrong with it. Adjust accordingly. Paris. No vaccine, no fun. France implemented a new vaccine mandate this week that bans unvaccinated people ages 16 and over from all restaurants, sports rooms, and cinemas, as well as many planes, trains, and buses. You got to have a vaccine pass. I heard they were having real big protests about that. Betting on oil. Macy's, the national oil company, is betting on oil. he wants to achieve energy independence for his country rather than selling its crude oil abroad and buying back gas and diesel. Mexico plans to refine its own product at home and at the refinery in Deer Park, Texas. That's not too bad of an idea. Mass trials in Havana, Cuba. The Cuban regime is trying to intimidate anti-government activists into silence by holding mass trials of people who took part last July's island-wide protest and sending them up to 30 years in prison. Whoa. Well, well done, Boris. Party problems. Hey, Boris. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing revolt in his conservative party over the revelations that a series of parties were held at his official 10 Downing Street residence over the past 2 years in defiance of the government lockdown rules. Oh, my God. Sounds like a Pelosi stunt. Nigeria, Twitter is back. Nigeria has lifted its 7-month ban on Twitter. And so People can now tweet each other and Twitter all they want. Serbia. Novak Djokovic was greeted by flag-waving fans when he arrived home in Serbia this week after the unvaccinated tennis star was deemed a public health risk by the Australian government and deported from the country. He's not competing there anymore. I wonder what else they're going to do to him. They're going to probably try to ruin his ability to compete anywhere and thus put him out in the cold. Torturer convicted. Syrian opposition groups praised Germany's conviction last week of a former Syrian intelligence officer for crimes against humanity. He's found guilty of complicity in 4,000 cases of torture. At least 27 numerous physical and sexual assault while he was a senior official at the prison complex in Damascus. Well, man, put him into the inmates and say, here's the guy that did it to you. Omicron. Beijing. Omicron in the mail? Oh, my God. The state official said that culprit may have been, a parcel sent from Canada. Well, Tokyo fries crisis. Japan is suffering from a major shortage of french fries. They show no signs of letting up. Oh, my God. McDonald's is now selling only small size portions of fries in Japan. Tonga, they got a volcano starts. The tsunami. Tonga was scrambling as we get aid to residents cut off by the eruption of an undersea volcano that sent tsunami waves crashing across its islands and flooded beaches as far away as California. That's quite a distance. Oh, boy. Happy Dubai. They're blaming the Houthis at the UAE. They ran back Houthi militia in Yemen. Claimed responsibility this week for a drone missile attack that blew up fuel tankers in the United Arab Emirates, killing three people. Well, how much of that's made up? How much is real, and where does it go? One trade connects many American men who go on shooting sprees. A history of hating women. And they got pictures of four people there, and it ain't getting no better. Oh, boy. Why you should avoid Omicron. I don't personally, because I take three things that mitigate it. And everybody out there, everybody and their mother-in-law needs to be aware. Host defense. Dandelion. Let's see, there was another. And zinc. Those three pretty much top off your tank as far as being immune to the shit. Next part of it is A, B, C, D, E, and whatever, at least, okay? And you shouldn't have a problem. Omicron appears to produce milder illness than the other ones. Good. Trump's feud with DeSantis goes public. Oh, my goodness. Many Republican strategists see the Yale and Harvard Law School-educated DeSantis as a smarter, more strategic vision version of Trump. Trump without the baggage. Now, that's true. And Trump could do everybody a big favor. He could forget being feudal with DeSantis and offer him support. Try and help him. Come on, Trump. Let's really mow the grass. How she sets the record straight, really? Demagogue Rio San Paul, a leading figure of the COVID-19 denier movement, who has repeatedly accused the veteran scientists of forcing vaccination and masks on people for no reason, and even of helping Chinese scientists create the coronavirus in a lab. He is guilty of that. They've got documentation that shows that he sent indirectly funds and whatnot and support to that lab. Indignant Fauci noted that the Senator's reckless rhetoric rekindles the crazes out there. We're not going to put up with your horse manure, and has led to an avalanche of death threats against him and his children. Well, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have started lying about it in the beginning. You should have said, yeah, I helped create this fun and games we're dealing with. Will Serbs start another Balkan war? No. Our ugly side is coming to the fore. Ooh, yeah. Ukraine, bracing for Russian invasion? No, it ain't happening. And I'm not going to tell you how I found that out, but, you know, go from there. Israel, a plea deal for Netanyahu? Maybe. Not definitely, maybe. Pakistan wants the money from tourist trade, so they're trying to open it up, get her going and all that. The interesting part about all of this is some of the things have been going on. You heard about the synagogue attack where the guy took a bunch of hostages and all that. Well, synagogue attack, growing fear among Jews? No. I hate to screw up your day, but they're getting armed and they're not afraid of you. And they were raised and grew up in a nation where bombings and people shooting guns at you and all that was commonplace. So, on average, at least one child is shot every hour of every day in the U.S. Ooh, it's expected to get worse. The wealth of the world's 10 richest people is now 6 times higher than that of the world's poorest. 3.1 billion people. People are trying to get in touch with people, with officials at the Capitol and reclaim stuff that they forgot. Oh, it's my purse on the counter. Can you get it back for me? I mean, I'm guilty. I was there. You probably got proof. Vaccine mandates, a Supreme Court veto. I want you to really think about what's going on. The crux of it is the conservative majority is solely concerned with what the autonomy of unvaccinated workers. That's it. So, you know, stick it. Leah Thomas, should she race against women? No, 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 no. A boy needs to go in. What they need to do is have a special place for people that want to compete, who identify as transgender, started whatever procedures necessary and all that. Give them a special thing all their own and forget about it. That's horse hockey. The U.S., an epidemic of trauma and rage. Yeah. People are just about at the limit in terms of being pushed around by the government and Fauci and idiots that think they are absolutely and totally in charge of everything that we do, our whole life. Think about that. Web 3, coming utopia or house of hype? House of hype. It's all horse hockey. The web is just fine the way it is. Ransomware raid in Russia. Russia says it has dismantled the notorious R-Evil hacking group tied to ransomware attacks on U.S. infrastructure. And let's see, what was it? Organized crime yet. Seized $5.6 million in the raid against 14 members of the group, along with more than $600,000 in cryptocurrency and 20 luxury cars. I think they cleaned them out. We were the ones, the U.S. government's wanted to ask them to do that because we didn't want to violate the sovereign space of Russia. Exposure to high level of air pollution could make you more likely to catch COVID. Oops. What do you do with that? Oh, and we're supposed to have more climate change come along and boil the oceans and kill the fish and all that stuff. Now, I've been going through these magazines for quite some time. There's a few things that are worth noting. Global growth. Slowdown hits Chinese economy 4% in the fourth quarter. Slowest pace in a year and a half. Ooh. Goldman has to up the ante to keep your talent. Compensation expenses soared 33% at Goldman Sachs last year. Uh-huh. Omicron forces cruise cancellations. No. Uh-uh. The fear of it, touted by the left-wing media and a few other people, have started all that. It's all horse manure. Investing. Get ready for interest rate turbulence. Well, they're going to stop printing. And what they did was they printed too much. So they're going to charge more and see if they can bounce it back together. Student loan, predatory loan scheme. Uh-huh. So they're taking care of business about as fast as it can get. Economy, inflation surge poses a growing threat, and it keeps on going. Transitory, really? Well, it's still transitory in its way to the top. U.S. has a dirty cash problem. Uh-oh. He was a Ukrainian oligarch named Ivor Kolominsky, who bought Warren Steele and roughly a dozen other U.S. entities as part of a money laundering operation with the help of shell companies formed by American frontmen. Whoops. The age of $8-an-hour robots is here. No. The cost runs about 12 to 15 bucks an hour. That's 24/7 if you want to run it that much. You don't want to run it that much, you don't have to. And a lot of people that aren't are deciding never to have kids. And there's an article in here, it's called Sterilized by Choice. There's a whole bunch of people that finally figured out that what they're getting for what they've been putting into don't seem to fly very well. Magazine number two, Washington Examiner. Democrats take Electoral Count Act reform hostage. Yeah, I tell you right now, I don't trust any politician, I don't care who it is, with the Constitution. Sotomayor phones it in. I just covered that, so there's no need to say anything else about it. Sotomayor should take some time to get her facts straight. Oh, everybody's fully vaccinated, but the only trouble is full vaccination does not stop the spread. Slurs. Damn slurs in Biden's rhetoric. Attempted high-tech lynching of Clarence Thomas, and it was he who told black voters in 2012 that Republicans under that vile extremist Mitt Romney, of all people, would put you all back in chains. Well, I'm going to cover the chains at a different point in this, but the things that are going on, you'll recognize. There's a kid sitting in a chair. He's all charged up and nowhere to go. Is George Soros funding Peter Parker and Spider-Man? Who cares? I don't watch Spider-Man anyway. Welcome to the terrorist watch list. Justice Department announced the creation of a special unit focused on domestic terrorism last week, a move that it says will augment their existing approach to domestic extremism. We have seen a growing threat from those who ascribe to extremist and anti-government and anti-authority ideologies. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, oh boy, a crook, told a panel at the University of Chicago Institute of Politics exactly who he thought federal law enforcement agencies should be targeting. Ooh. For the conference, what a little we've heard from the FBI that they have reallocated resources, repositioned some of their counterterrorism focus to increase their focus on right-wing extremism, domestic violent extremists. They didn't assume that that group of people, business owners, white people from the suburbs, educated, employed, presented a threat of violence. And now we know very clearly that they do. Oh. Well, I'll tell you what the answer is. It's real simple. FBI, leave them alone, back off, and I'll tell you why. You want to be on the side of the extremists that are teaching CRT and 1619 in our schools illegally? You're going to find yourself in trouble. I would tell you, back up, back off, you know, just leave it alone, let it run. Some of the people that have put such things into the curriculum desperately need a horsewhipping, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, they could do worse, they could do less, it depends. Time to quit. Oh, my goodness. We all quit, blared a letter board sign at a Burger King in Lincoln, Nebraska last summer. Sorry for the inconvenience. And it's been going and growing ever since. People are tired of being treated like some kind of junk dealer. Even many of his supporters think he's not up to a second term. Biden, you need to go back to your basement and stay there. I do mean that. If you don't, you don't have any protection. Political health, particularly among the working class voters he claims to champion, that will determine whether he can win. He's not going to win. Now, the K-12 cartel is holding children hostage. The teachers' unions are unreformable, but they can be disempowered. Yeah, I think Ronald Reagan proved all this once when he fired the air traffic controllers. You heard me, guys. You heard me, teachers. You want to be in a bread line? That's cool. We'll let you go, you know, for unemployment if you can prove that you were not fired for a reason. Took off the equity lens, and you can see the teachers' union's real game clearly. The doctrine of anti-racism provides infinite subsidy for educational failure. Failure, failure. You hear that? Glory Lightfoot, you need to fire all of them. Whether you need to grow a pair or not, that's questionable. They run an ideological laundry operation which profits immensely from its monopoly on redefining and weaponizing powerful words. Oh, 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 my, my, my. And it's not getting better. Kids should be in school. I agree. Parents must be free to associate, according to their conscience, to send their children to a school that does not try to subvert their moral authority. Well, I don't know where you get off of that crap. And I say that openly and freely. If there's any kind of a group out there of parents who cares about their kids to the point of actually putting their whatever's online in their kids' defense, show me. I have not seen anybody take the federal law, parental rights, and you can look it up and find it. It's easy to find. I did. And start beating these so-called I'm-in-charge people over the head with it. Constitutional counter-revolutionary struggle should be waged until schools become truly safe places for children to flourish and prepare for the lived experience of American life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That's the last statement in that one. Oh, my goodness. Stacey Abrams, media invention, intervention. She lost and is losing. The press version of Stacey Abrams is pure fiction. One exists solely to promote the Democratic message that Republican victories are illegitimate. Like she is? I bet she's an illegitimate child. I bet. Oh, my, my. Yeah, you can send me emails. You can get in touch with me if you got the guts. It's time we restore America. Members of the press have worked hard to portray Abrams as a reasonable moderate, ignoring their earlier work during the 2018 governor race to sell her as a bold progressive with an unapologetically left agenda. Oh, my God. I change channels when she comes on. Biden's going to deal with the inflation nation. Attempts to downplay CPI have crashed with reality. The reality is we've got 7% inflation, and it's getting worse. A Build Back Better ain't going to cut it. That's like giving a lung cancer patient a Marlboro. One thing about inflation, it's not spendable. People feel it. People see it. So it doesn't matter what the president says. You can talk your whatever off. Oh, Rochelle Walensky struggles with communication. CDC's poor messaging has cost the agency credibility. And if you look at the picture in this article, this is January 18, 2022, Washington Examiner, page 29 to be exact. Fauci's sitting right dead behind her. More COVID-19 spending? My answer is no. And I will suggest you follow the money and find out where the other billions of dollars we already spent went. I heard a bunch of it sitting there collecting dust. $125.8 billion to help schools stay to reopen or stay open. Well, where's that money? Oh, boy. This agency warned smartphone users about commercial surveillance. No worry for average people. There's nothing to be concerned about. You don't see nothing to see here. You just think there is. Well, in general, the device is behaving oddly, slow, apps not working as expected, intermittent network connectivity issues, and it's worth investigating for potential compromise. Other than that, don't worry about it. U.S. succeeded in Ukraine to give up its nukes, but failed to secure its future. That was in 94. Rethinking pandemic coverage, blaming the victim. Oh, editorial page instructions reporters to stop emphasizing case counts. That's a good decision. What took so long? My, blaming the victim. Cut crucial context from the CDC's chief's comments. Well, there's another one doing the same thing, changing the facts to suit the problem in such a way that nobody can figure out what happened. Bedard, Washington Secrets, RNC's Ronald McDonald builds wall against illegal voters. I was, Texas is. Oh, I heard some real nice news the other day. and that is that armed people are moving to the border in Texas. Ooh, that's gun country. Oh, my goodness. More. Remember U.S. Energy Independence Day? The only question is whether we will get our fossil fuels to keep the lights on and cars running from states such as Texas, Oklahoma, North Dakota, Wyoming, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio, or whether we will get it from the Arabs, the Russians, the Iranians, and the Mexicans. That's the question. Gasoline prices at the pump are up 52% in 12 months. And the last statement is, thanks, Joe. You need to go back to the basement and go back to sleep. And don't call you Sleepy Joe for something else. not real. Stephen Marsh is the eternal hypervigilance. Yeah, okay. And we go on and on and on. There's a couple of things that people have done, and the comedians are beginning to pick up things to a point where it's beginning to get funny again. There's now a law in New York, which is held in a vice grip by the left, that 800,000 non-citizens may participate in decision-making in America's biggest city to the same extent as Americans. Ooh. Giving votes to non-citizens. A slap in the face of America. Well, you know, you could always do things to the polling place. Well, Joe Biden finally lost his credibility when he first spoke. I mean, this is Zito. Hanahan, bans on trophy hunting will do nothing for consideration. That's true. Republicans and Democrats are capable of blowing it in November. I don't think so. We'll see. Barone, Joe Biden's deplorable rallies in Atlanta may not even be in his own partisan interest. Mercy sakes. Then they got Sidney Poitier. That was, he was a remarkable person and a hell of an actor, and he did some really good things. However, you got to catch up with things. Oh, my goodness. False History Project. I wonder what that is. Come on. This thing don't cooperate. I'm gonna run around. Oh boy, there is a lot of things to go along with all this. I want to give you a piece of news from Germany. Now, you know about I'm not one to support the Ukraine, but on December 31st, Germany switched off three of its last six nuclear power stations, resulting in an increase in the country's already alarming reliance on Russian gas, and may even end up increasing Germany's carbon emissions. Little piece of news for you. Now, American slavery in the global context. An ancient evil abolished. Oh, no, it ain't. that's like the 1619 Project or the CRT being real. It's about as real as you can imagine it not to be. Not to be. Think about that. Parents and others opposed to 1619 aren't scared and don't want a warts-free telling of American history, but they don't want an ideologically driven, all warts narrative either. They want honest history, warts and all. And we should make sure they get it. Now, I promised to say something about slavery. Redeeming the promissory notes. And they looking at Martin Luther King, and he got a big article on him. He was a friend of the family. Anybody don't know that? I ain't paid attention to what I have offered over the years, and you might want to start paying better attention. When I was a little kid in the 50s, white kid now, okay, I had black friends who used to come over to the house and spend the night. Oh, my God, you're going to have a polluted house, among other things that were said or stated that we had to watch for. And the things that really blow me away are not so much the ring around a rosy that everybody comes across, but specialized things. And some of these specialized things are just kind of accidentally on purpose leaving things out. American slavery in the global context, abolished. No, it's not. And I'll give you a good good example of the 1619 Project, but I'm not going to read magazines for the next few minutes. I'm going to just let you know where we're at. In 1863 through 67, America went bankrupt. We tried several things, couldn't get out of it. We're bankrupt. So what they did was they created a federal budget that merely reinstated the bankruptcy and arranged for us to make payments. It's been going on like that, everybody's paid attention, ever since. We're still broke. A lot of things have changed. Now, the fun begins when you look into where we're at. They took the shackles off of slaves. They took the chains off. They quit using bull whips to tell somebody to do something. A whole lot of things changed. But, whoa, somebody raised their hand here, it looks like. Yeah, somebody raised their hand. I'd have to check this out. Well, that's interesting. I wonder who that is on 516. Here's the deal. Due to the financial bankruptcy, everybody, they said, okay, do away with slavery, that's cool. They made everybody a slave, a peon, a know-nothing, you know, you ain't going to hit on anything. You ain't got no money. You ain't got none of this and that. Okay. Ring around a rosy. What it amounts to is simple. Until, and it's supposed to happen real soon. I mean, January 31st at midnight is supposed to change. And I'm counting on these people. And I want you, I'm going to regurgitate this. I work with ET. A lot of the ETs I know that are involved with putting out notices are ones that I know that I've worked with. What that means is that I do have a tendency to trust them. However, they have fallen by the wayside on a lot of projects and promises before. Therefore, I'm taking them with a grain of salt. Well, they're supposed to be here? Well, Monday is the last day. Tuesday, ET's supposed to show up, and we'll see how that goes. They're supposed to turn off their cloaking devices and appear so that everybody can see it. That's going to drive the United States military nuts for two or three reasons. One, their craft are 100 times superior to ours. Number two, the people driving them are a whole lot smarter than our pilots. Whether the pilots like it or not, that's just how it is. When you got a million years on somebody, you tend to learn things, and they tend to stick with you. So what I'm looking forward to is the end of 3D. We're supposed to transition very shortly. They won't give me the exact time, but what I'm looking forward to is not being old anymore. Yeah, that's right. Our average lifespan is a lot longer, and we're supposed to be giving that back, among other things. Good health, no suffering, the end of 3D. What more can you ask for? Well, I believe quite seriously that we're going to see some changes. Now, there's a reason for me saying that. The basic thing is I want to see ET take action, okay? If they don't, then we the people will take the action. It's going to be messy. And I have told them that. And I think it's about time that we got everything together in terms of what we're looking at. And keep things together. So, you know, basic thing I can tell you, go out there and get her done. Go, 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 go. We may end up with a civil war, too, if ET doesn't produce as they say they will. We'll find that out. And, you know, get there eventually. Until that time, make sure your guns are clean, you got the ammo ready, and you know some survival specifics that you can use to make it through all this. I hope that that we don't have to go to war, especially with our own people. That'd be a bummer. Anyway, let's look at what's available and see if we can't get everything under control and run in the right direction. Until that time, go out there and get her done.